Chapter 20. It happened on one of those days, as he was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the good news, that the chief priests and scribes came to him with the elders. They asked him, "Tell us, by what authority do you do these things? Or who is giving you this authority?" He answered them, "I also will ask you one question. Tell me, the baptism of John, was it from heaven, or from man?" They reasoned with themselves, saying, "If we say, from heaven, he will say, why did you not believe him? But if we say, from man, all the people will stone us, for they are persuaded that John was a prophet." They answered that they did not know where it was from. Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." He began to tell the people this parable. A man planted a vineyard, and rented it out to some farmers, and went on a journey for a long time. At the proper season, he sent a servant to the farmers to collect his share of the fruit of the vineyard. But the farmers beat him, and sent him away empty. He sent yet another servant, and they also beat him, and treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty. He sent yet a third, and they also wounded him, and threw him out. The Lord of the vineyard said, "What am I to do? I will send my beloved son. It may be that they will respect him." But when the farmers saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, "This is the heir. Let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours." They threw him out of the vineyard, and killed him. What therefore will the Lord of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy these farmers, and will give the vineyard to others. When they heard it, they said, "May it never be." But he looked at them, and said, "Then what is this that is written, 'The stone which the builders rejected, the same was made the chief cornerstone'? Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, but on whomever it falls, it will crush him." The chief priests and the scribes sought to lay hands on him that very hour, but they feared the people, for they knew he had spoken this parable against them. They watched him, and sent out spies, who pretended to be righteous, that they might trap him in something he said, so as to deliver him up to the power and authority of the governor. They asked him, "Teacher, we know that you say and teach what is right, and are not partial to anyone, but truly teach the way of God. Is it lawful for us to pay taxes to Caesar, or not?" But he perceived their craftiness, and said to them, "Show me a denarius, whose image and inscription are on it." They answered, "Caesar's." He said to them, "Then give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." They weren't able to trap him in his words before the people. And amazed at his answer, they fell silent.